You're listening to Unique Leaders Podcast. I'm Megan DiMartino. Success is in the story. Each week, I'll be speaking with a unique leader, not only in their field, but in their lives. Join us for a glimpse of their passion and talents. There's always a surprise in their story. Be the first to hear. Hello, hello, hello. I want to share with you about Unique Leaders Live. And technically, what is Unique Leaders? Unique Leaders started during the lockdown, basically. I've been doing lives for many years now on different subjects and different directions. But what came to be is during the March, April-ish last year, I was working with StreamYard, and I asked a friend of mine who has a directory for alternative medical practitioners to come on and share about her journey of what brought her there to putting together this very successful journal. And it was so interesting from the reaction of people, that people so enjoyed hearing this woman's story of what brought her to this period of time in her career. And so I decided that I would just continue on. And so from there, I started asking others to join me. And from there, Unique Leaders was born. We're all unique leaders. People ask me all the time, though, how did I start? How did I know to do a skincare line? How did I know to develop a spa? Well, it is really this, the success is in my story. I started back many, many years ago, 50 years ago, and from there, the journey just evolved. So today, I have a very accomplished author, speaker, and a wonderful person with us, and his name is Bob Berg. And Bob is going to share with you the secret of his success and his journey from a young man in the New England world on to where it brought him to the Speakers Hall of Fame and an author, New York Times bestseller of the Go Giver series. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my dear friend, Bob Berg.
What a nice introduction. Wow.
Well, thank you, sir. It's all true. And it's, as I said, it's, Murphy's Law, want everything to be perfect for you, Bob. And something.
Not an issue in mind.
I know that. I know that too about you. And as Elizabeth said, that she would put the all the audio and all the visual in for us on YouTube. And then, of course, it's going live right now, but she'll doctor it up, so to speak. So, and then, of course, on the podcast on iTunes. So with, you know, that beginning, though, Bob, I know a lot about you, but most people know the author, the speaker, the National Speaker Hall of Fame. But what was it and where did young Bob start? So tell us a little bit about young Bob.
Well, young Bob was very fortunate to have great parents. So, the, you know, to set an example of you know, what it should be to, you know, to live a life and to and so forth. So I'm very, very fortunate in that regard. Not so fortunate was that I have, you know, that I had obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, from the time I was a little kid. But the challenge was that back then, nobody really knew what that was. So it wasn't even diagnosed till I was 26. So that was a tough thing. And, you know, it's something I've had to live with my entire life. But so aside from those two, real good and real bad type of thing, growing up, I knew that I wanted to be a sportscaster. Actually, I knew I wanted to be the third baseman for the Boston Red Sox, but I soon realized I didn't have the talent for that. That wasn't going to happen, but did want to be a sportscaster and actually began in radio doing sports for a local station in Massachusetts where I grew up. Ended up getting a job as a news guy out in the Midwestern United States.
Really?
As a reporter and then as a late night news anchor. So I did that for a little bit. But again, realized that soon that was not going to be my calling. And I like to say I graduated into sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, after floundering for a few months because I had no idea what I was doing. I had never had any formal sales training, and the company I was with didn't provide any. I fortunately found myself in a bookstore one day where I saw two books. One was by, and by the way, this is really about 40 years ago when sales training wasn't as big a thing. You know, it was there, but it wasn't as well known as it came to be. And I didn't even realize there was such a thing as books on selling, or cassette tapes, which back then, you know, cassette tapes. But I found a couple of books. So one was by Zig Ziglar and one was by Tom Hopkins, two of the iconic sales trainers, teachers, leaders, salespeople of the day. And that really turned it all around for me, because I had a methodology. I had a system that I could use for sales, and began to do quite well at it. And from there began to grow and get into personal development and really grow.
So let's just go back for a second, because again, what, as I shared, that it, I, my whole premise at this point in my life is to give people hope and understanding that there's infinite possibilities. And, you know, when I'm visiting with my guests, and everyone has a challenge, everyone, I don't care who you are, there's a story about something that people overcome and work with through their life. So like you shared back in the day, and you said two things, you know, from a spectrum standpoint, there was no such thing, and special ed. And then the other was the fact that, you know, internet and so forth didn't exist. So trainings, you know, were very different, and the availability to information. So when you were a young man and in school through high school and then college, there was a story that you shared that I think is important for you to share with our guests, is about what that counselor in, I think it was college, said to you, that about something about that, you know, about your future, about your future.
Oh, well, I think that was my high school. Yeah, my high school guidance counselor, who on graduation day, you know, after the ceremony was over and we were all walking off, and I ran into him, and he said, "Berg, I'm surprised that I'm even seeing you here today. I never thought you'd make it." And by the way, you know, although that sounds kind of mean, he was actually a very, very nice man. Mm-hmm. It's just that I really did, you know, not attend. I mean, I was gone more than I was there. And, you know, I'm surprised myself that I graduated.
Right. Like you said, a testimony to your parents, I'm sure. And your own personal determination within, because that, you know, that, germination of that, who you are today, was there. So, but you know, words are powerful. We all know that. People talk about that all the time today. And so, you know, hearing that could have stopped anyone in their tracks, but you went on and went to college.
Yeah, I got into college on academic probation, and I'm pretty sure I graduated on academic probation. I had no patience for school, and I didn't respect it. I didn't respect the process, and I, you know, of course, I regret that now. I wish I had it to do over again, I would have at least tried to learn how to learn.
Yes.
So it wasn't anybody's fault. And I hid a lot of that from my parents. And I really just kind of gutted my way through high school and college. And I mean, just the fact that I graduated is you know, pretty significant. But my education really began after I got into sales.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I learned that personal development was what it was about, and that I had a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. That I could do that through books, mm-hmm. through cassette tapes, through going to seminars, through learning, right? And I became an avid student.
You know, behind you are your personal books, and that we're seeing only one segment of Bob's amazing library of personal development. And so you're speaking about back in the day, you continue. You're an avid reader and continue to learn. You're a student. You'll never stop being a student.
Yeah, I always say my home is comprised of books with some scattered furniture.
Right, and your babies, which we'll get into later. But so you entered that world, and and just absorbing Zig and John. What's his name?
Hopkins.
Hopkins. Zig Ziglar was very foundational for myself as well. Very much so. Yes, for sure. But anyhow, so you just absorbed. And what type of sales were you in?
I began in advertising sales for, for radio and television. Eventually I, did that for a few different companies actually. And then I was also, I sold solar energy hot water heaters to homeowners.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Cause it was a great product and you could help people take advantage of tax credits, but also, and it was a very big ticket item. And so it was kind of combined just so many wonderful areas. And it's where I really, I think more than any of anything else, where I really learned how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that a lot and met some wonderful, wonderful customers.
You know, you have shared in that one of the things, like you said, wonderful customers, that, and you said you learned about sales during that season. But when you're visiting with you had shared that visiting with the homeowners, you realized how important that personal relationship with the customer was.
Oh yeah, and I remember one of the most important pieces of advice I ever received from someone. It happened to be while I was in a sales slump, and so I was really placing the focus on myself, which of course is the absolute worst thing to do in any kind of sales, especially mm-hmm. when you're in a slump, right? But it's mm-hmm. very natural. And he said to me, Berg, he was a last name kind of guy. He said, Berg, if you want to make a lot of money in sales, he said, don't have making money as your target. Your target is serving others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you hit the target, he said, you'll get a reward, and that reward will come in the form of money, and you can do with that money whatever you choose. But never forget, he said, the money is simply the reward for hitting the target. It yeah. isn't the target itself. Your target mm-hmm. is serving others. And you know, Megan, that was really my epiphany, because it's where I realized that great salesmanship is never about the salesperson. Mm-hmm. Great salesmanship is never about the product or service, as important as those are. Mm-hmm. Great salesmanship is about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
It's about adding value to the lives of those people you're working with. It's about another person's life being better simply because you are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with you and your skincare line and your spa. It's never about those things. It's mm-hmm. about all the people whose lives you touch by being in it and their being able to come to your spa or use your products. And
mm-hmm.
and I remember Kathy Tajanel, a great friend of both of ours, my longtime business partner and dear friend, how when she went to your spa and how she felt afterwards.
Mm-hmm. You know, I say the definition of spa is a special pampering attitude from the moment the individual calls, you know, so how you answer the phone, how you engage with that person from the moment they come to say hello and so forth, and then to when they leave. So yes, obviously you need to have good products and you have to know what you're doing, but it is how you make people feel. 100%, Bob. 100%. So you were doing very well. You were growing. And now, by the way, did you come back to the New England area? Did you come back to Boston, or was that in the Midwest when you were doing?
It was all in the Midwest, but I did come back to Boston for a short while before I moved down to Florida.
I see.
Where I've been for about 33 years now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when you came to Florida, were you still in sales, or did you had an end? How did you evolve into the phase of your career?
It's still in sales, but I was doing it. Sales was not, I knew I wanted to speak at that point, but I was not yet ready to take that full time plunge. So I did a couple of other things to make ends meet, but it was really once I went into my own business in terms of the, in terms of speaking, that's when I really began to feel, you know, like I was on track.
Well, you know, there are so many people that now the world has changed in a year. So the speaking stages have not been, but now they're doing summits and forums and whatever they're called. But from a speaking, and you see on the internet, you know, training for speakers and the like, you just made a statement. You said, I realized or knew I wanted to go into speaking. Why did you feel that? What was it about where you were that made you compelled to, you know, take your message out there to the masses, so to speak?
I think there were three things about it that I thought I'd really, you know, that would make it a fit. One is that I just loved it. Right. I just enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, sharing information. It wasn't the speaking. It wasn't the being on stage, although that's a fun part of it. But it was just sharing a system with others that you knew was really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something about that that is just it's something I personally derive a lot of energy from. It made me feel good about that. So something I enjoyed, something that I felt was of value to others, and the potential to earn a really nice income doing that. I think when we can have all three aspects of a job, you know,
it's a win-win. Now, again, people aspire to that, all three. And so from today, I know it's different than years back, but today, what would you suggest to a person who has that aspiration and that goal and dream to the best way to start? What would you suggest people to do?
Well, you start by learning the business itself. You know, fortunately, there's some great books out there written by some very successful people like Lois Kramer and David Newman and Jane Atkinson, who talk about speaking as a business, how to run a speaking business. I would suggest that the person look into joining National Speakers Association and the local chapter. And so the information's out there. And I think like anything else, like any other business, you know what it is you want to do. You're right. You determine what is your goal? What's your dream? What is it that you want to? Then learn the system, learn the methodology.
Yeah, the methodology.
What it is you want to do.
Right.
And then start. Just take action. Start doing it. And then be persistent, because you know there's going to be a lot of no's along the way.
What year was it that you started actually speaking on stage?
I started back in, I think, 1989 was my first year.
And so that's a while ago. So just continuing on in the whole genre. So you are, like they say about me with you know, my clinical medical grade skincare, I'm a pioneer. So you are one of those pioneers of what we know speaking today. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, there were so many people before me that set the path for me, but I've been at it a long time. I'm long in the tooth, as they say. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've been doing it for quite a while now.
And so you were speaking, and then where did you... how and where did the Go Giver series start? I don't think that was your first book. So how did the writing begin?
No, actually, my first book was called Endless Referrals, Network Your Everyday Contacts into Sales. And that was a book for salespeople and entrepreneurs who, you know, they knew they had a great product or service, but they didn't feel comfortable going out and creating the relationships in their communities that would lead to people wanting to do business with them personally and referring them to others. So that was really a how-to book. The Go Giver was, you know, basically because I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could take the basic premise that all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust, and turn that into a story, into a parable. I'd always enjoyed reading parables. I think stories connect on a heart-to-heart level in a way that how-to books don't. But the best thing I did was asking John David Mann to be the co-author and the lead writer, because I'm a how-to guy. He's a brilliant, brilliant writer. Brilliant author, and fortunately he agreed to do that, and so we collaborated on it, and it kind of took off, and now we've had a series of a number of books.
And I have right here, which I have in my office all the time, the five laws of stratospheric success. And this was hanging at the Novitas Spa Medical Rejuvenation Clinic for maybe 3 years. It may still be there, but basically it is, if you, our guests, if you are not familiar with the Go Giver series, you must Google it and go on Amazon and or wherever and purchase this book, because it is, and I go to it often, and there's others. There's now four books in the series, Bob? Mm-hmm. Yes. And so it is just, I visit back to them like I do Ogmandino. That's what I said to you the first time I met you. I said, you know, you remind me of Ogmandino.
Wow, that's a compliment. Thank you.
Well, there's so many things about like the material, but also you as a person as well. And it, greatest salesman in the title, the 10 scrolls. So it's, you know, so here you have done all of this. And then I think in 2018, could be 19, but I think it was 18, you were, received the CPAE, from the Speakers Association. Yeah. Yes. So these are not, these are things that, we all, you know, aspire to really be the, attain that level of success and live your legacy, as Sharon Lecter speaks to Bob, you know, and it's just, but you've had other things to overcome and to work through and look as an author, as a speaker, as a, you know, very successful salesperson in the beginning, but a thought leader today. And how many people do you, I hear, you know, Kendrick Shope and on say, you know, that when she was in sales, how, and I as well, it was introduced to your books, you know, by people. So it's, today, what are you doing? And I know you have a program for speakers. And so share a little bit with our guests what you're doing today to really continue your legacy.
Well, I'm no longer on the road speaking. I've decided to take myself, even after COVID, to take myself off the road. So I'm still speaking, but I'm just doing it on through the computer. So still speaking at conferences and conventions, just as long as they don't mind me not being there in person and being on the computer doing it. And of course, Kathy Tate Janelle and I have our certified Go Giver speaker program, which is a licensing program. We have people all over the world doing that. And we've developed some online courses. And within the next week, we should be opening our membership community, which is called the Go Giver Success Alliance.
Excellent. Excellent.
Very excited about that.
Very much so, because all of this brings it all to life and everything you have done for these years and giving the tangible tools to people to be able to glean your knowledge and the success and those black and white tools, because that is so important continue on. Well, we had a little glitch in the beginning, so cut into it, but I think we've covered everything that I wanted to. But before I let you go, I have to ask you the questions that I ask every person that is my guest. I'm sure you're familiar with 3 Feet from Gold, Sharon Lecter, and Greg Reed. And in that story, the beginning, and it's a somewhat autobiographical with Greg, but in the beginning it speaks to this gentleman who was from the East Coast in the Gold Rush days, came west, bought his property, was chiseling away, you know, for his riches, and then gave up, was frustrated, and gave up and sold his little vein potential there and to a townie. And that guy just continued on and in 3 feet struck gold. In that book, there is what Sharon calls her success formula. And it's your passion plus talent times association plus action plus faith equals success. Now, I'm not going to ask you all of those. But Bob, what would you say is your passion and your talent?
Oh, I would say my passion is for animals, and my passion is for advocating for the free market. My passion, I'd say, is probably above all else, it's making people feel genuinely good about themselves. It's encouraging people. It's letting them know that they have a lot to offer, and you know, helping them do what it takes to be able to do that.
And your talent?
I'd say it's empathizing with people, being able to teach, being able to bring out the best in people, sometimes a lot more than they think they know that they have inside them.
That's right. And that is what Unique Leaders is about, to go within and see that we all have that ability to continue on, to take what God has given us and work with it, and just follow those dreams, goals, and aspirations. And like you said, take action and don't stop. So that is the foundation of Unique Leaders, and which you truly are, Bob. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
So why don't you just hang in the green room for a minute, Bob, if just 1 minute, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for joining Bob and I today. I hope you enjoyed all that Bob had to share. Bob is not only a unique leader, but he is a pioneer, as I said to Bob, as well as a person that we just really should follow and really ascribe to learn from. He has so much information. So truly go to the Endless Referrals was the book that I first was introduced to, but then the Go Giver series post that. And it will not be a waste of your time. It truly has great nuggets and great information. And millions of people have been touched by this. With that said, If you would, please share this out so other people can glean from Bob's information today. And also just know that this will be and is on YouTube. So go and revisit this segment, but also subscribe to it. And then next week, it will be on iTunes and all of the other podcasting platforms. So I truly appreciate you joining us today. I, again, hope you enjoyed a little bit of gleaning from Bob Berg. And we will see you next week on Unique Leaders Live, next Friday at 4 Central Time. Have a blessed weekend. And again, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Unique Leaders Podcast. If we said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at megandemartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I would truly appreciate it. Be blessed.